Kristen. All right, so here we go, back into it on a Friday. And man, the weather looks just spectacular, right? Looking out, it's time. Well, there was a killing frost, right? So I can't tell you when to plant your garden, but I'm getting itchy. I'm hoping, 10 days, 14 days. All right, we'll get to that. Beautiful stuff. All right, from the most powerful voice for business, Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Becky Burtka here, VP of Member Engagement at the Michigan Chamber. Becky, good to have you.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Glad you're here. All right, so it's Chamber Day at the Capitol. It's a good day to get out if you're a business person to let your voice be heard. Tell us about what Chamber Day is at the Capitol.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chamber Day this year is May 14th. This is our annual sort of advocacy / engagement opportunity with Michigan businesses, but also our state legislators. So we host it right at the Capitol to make sure we're at the center of the action. And we expect to have a number of legislators, department heads, liaisons from those departments. But most importantly, our top eight sort of legislative leaders. So we'll have the top four legislative leaders from the Democratic Party and the top four from the Republican Party to kind of take us through some of their priorities, the landscape, the political landscape, and the legislative landscape, and give us a little bit of an inside scoop into what they're working on through the remainder of the year.
Well, what are you hoping to hear? I mean, obviously, it's been difficult ever since the beginning of the pandemic here in Michigan. A lot of businesses closed. We all know this. The road back and the road to recovery has been difficult for some. More businesses facing challenges today than maybe at any time that I recall, just because things are so tight and you get more regulations and this and that. Tough time to be in business in Michigan, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's why this event is so important, because it puts Michigan businesses and, you know, Michigan business owners and employees front and center and in front of these legislative leaders to share their positions, their woes, their celebrations maybe, but be that voice for business and that face for business in person. And I think one of the cool things about our event and something that we pride ourselves in is that we have a live Q&A portion set aside at each of these panels, so our audience members can actually look at the legislators and ask them their questions. And I think that is an important part in that bringing, you know, the business to the Capitol, right? It gives them the opportunity to put a face to a name.
Well, that's important because, look, you need to know who you're being represented by. And maybe it's somebody you agree with, maybe it's not somebody you agree with. But it's important to put a face with a name and shake a hand and create relationships. Business is about relationships. Sometimes that's with politicians, correct?
Absolutely. And I think that's an important point to touch on, Steve, is that the theme of our event and something that the Michigan Chamber Foundation has been working on is that civility in politics and getting people more engaged, but also promoting that ability to talk to people that you may not agree with, but being able to share your position in a constructive way is that civility aspect. And that's something that, you know, we've talked about through some of our other conversations on the National Civics Bee. And a theme that I think you'll see, too, in our keynote with Neil Bradley from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's going to be talking about what free enterprise looks like in both a state, national, and global perspective, and kind of pulling that civility message together in a way that showcases that being able to advocate in a constructive way elevates business interests and capitalism in general.
Absolutely. And Chamber Day is going to be when? And what does it take to be involved with this? Let's say you're a member or you're considering being a member of the Chamber. And I encourage anybody who has a business or even considering creating a business in Michigan to be a member of the Michigan Chamber, because the resources are remarkable. Anything that you have that you face as a challenge. They've been there. They've seen that. There are resources at michamber.com that you can't find anywhere else. Again, it's michamber.com. So tell us more about the event, the day, when it's going to happen, how many people to expect, all of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So May 14th, you can find information on our on our website at michamber.com/chamberday. Very easy to find. It is being held at the Michigan State Capitol in Lansing. Begins at 8:30 with networking, and then we roll into our panels, but we're getting everyone out of there by 2 o'clock. There's also interactive opportunities, so there'll be an opportunity for a Capitol tour. There'll be advocacy in action, so you'll be able to interact with our advocacy team, our team of lobbyists, to speak with legislators separately after the event. And then we have a local chamber workshop. But we are actually about 3 tickets away from being sold out. So if there is interest, I would encourage you to check out our website and sign up today. We have opportunities for both chamber members and non-members. But if you are a non-member, you have to pay an increased rate to join us. But we still encourage that participation. And we hope that when non-members join, they see the value in the chamber and they want to become a member, because we are that champion of free enterprise and that connective tissue between businesses and the legislature to advocate for those interests.
Right, Becky. And one of the things that I think is really important for people to understand here, and just 3 tickets left. So if you want to get involved, go to michamber.com, click on events. And education, you'll find it there. You can get registered today. But you're going to have the opportunity to speak to some important people in the state legislature right now, like Winnie Brinks, who is the Senate Majority Leader, Sam Singh, the Senate Majority Floor Leader, Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, all these Democrats that you might not think are doing the greatest things for business in Michigan, because I have questions about it. You'll have a chance to meet these folks and express your concerns or your support for what they might be doing in different areas. Depends on what it is. But again, it's about establishing relationships, and you get to do it with the most powerful Democrats in Lansing, who currently have control of the state house in both chambers and, of course, the governor's house as well. So I'll give you the last word here, Becky. It's an important event, a day to get involved and look out for your business and meet and greet and maybe have some impact. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think you just hit the nail on the head. You know, we have worked very hard to bring those legislative leaders in to give our members and, again, non-members, but Michigan businesses, whether you're a member or not, an opportunity to engage. And I think the fact that we are nearly sold out is just speaks to the event. Would encourage anyone to check out our website, sign up. We're looking forward to having some of those conversations, whether they're tough or personal, with our legislators, and highlight Michigan business successes for the legislature. Just bring everything together under that theme of civility and engagement.
Exactly right. Becky Burtka, greatly appreciate VP of Member Engagement, Michigan Chamber of Commerce. MIChamber.com to find out more. Grab one of those last 3 tickets and you'll be off to Chamber Day. Becky, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. There you have it. And of course, all the Republicans will be there, too. Matt Hall, Eric Nesbitt, and so forth. But I think it's important to speak to the Democrats who have changed the playing field in Michigan when it comes to business, ending right to work. You can talk to them about this. Why did you go this way? What is our direction as a state when it comes to business? Again, michamber.com. I support them. I've been a member for years and years. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gerber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegerber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegerber.com.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like
solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just 2 friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say,
tomorrow is on. Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.